start off, you were telling me another name for a sheet.
Counterpen.
Okay. And that's just interchangeable.
Yeah.
Okay. And a bed made on the floor?
Have it.
Okay. And real good soil, you might call?
Rich soil.
Okay. And you'd say if it produces lots of crops, it's real?
Fertile.
Okay. And flat, low land along the stream or whatever?
Bottom land.
Okay. That might be, say, flooded in spring and then you plow it later. Would you still call that bottom land? And low-lying grassland, where maybe if it was be grown up in grass, you could cut hay off of it.
Well, we call it a meadow.
Okay. And land that has water standing in it with trees and bushes and so forth.
Swamp land.
Okay, not fit for. And then you said if it was real boggy, you'd call it what?
Marshy.
Okay. Would you ever say that's a bog, or would you just say it's boggy land, or what? How would you say?
Well, usually it's boggy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And other kinds of soil you might have in the field around here, and what you'd call it?
Well, they have clay and sandy loam.
Sandy loam, would that be, would that have a lot of topsoil in it?
Yeah.
And sand?
Mm-hmm.
Any mold besides those? You told me that loam was a kind of new word, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you have called that land before you called it sandy loam?
Poor land.
Okay. That's what I want. And if you had marshland and you wanted to plant it, you'd have to do what first?
Drain it with a ditch.
Okay. And a word for a stream coming in from the sea instead of going out to it, a saltwater stream.
Lagoon.
Okay. And then a deep, narrow valley that would be made by a stream.
Ditch.
Okay. If it was, say, between two hills, whatever, and be cut by the, you still call it a ditch.
Yeah.
Okay. And then channels cut in your field by a lot of rains, storms.
Well, that would be a ditch or a ravine, such as that.
Okay. Would you ever use ravine for something real big? Or just for something small?
Small.
Okay. And then you gave me another word for it, a gully. Do you use that much around
here? Yeah, I use that very often.
Uh-huh. What about sizes of streams, names for streams according to their size?
Well, branches and creeks, rivers.
Okay. And that's the branches the smallest?
Yeah.